Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. It's 1 p.m., which means it is time to open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910. You can always tweet us your thoughts at A-Wide Radio or at 910 The Fan. I did receive a few tweets I wanted to read on air here, but the question of the day is, does Washington have enough weapons? Now that we know Terry McLaurin's out on Sunday, does Washington have enough weapons to score 35 points at Dallas? Because I've told you, I think that's how much it will take to win. I think it's going to be a race to 35 here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So once again, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Thanks to Ron and Mark, who let me know that they're listening on Twitter. I did get this tweet from Rob I wanted to read on air. AWOD, Washington are fools for paying Terry McLaurin. He took the bag, is now injured. It was not smart. He's hurt, partially due to the holdout, and partially due that he's too old to pay that much money. I understand the frustrations. I'm pissed off, too. I told you guys kind of earlier today to Michael Phillips, the way this has played out, they probably should have traded Terry McLaurin. But then you look at it and you're like, well, how many people would have gone berserk and rioted if this team had traded Terry McLaurin ahead of one of the most important seasons in franchise history, trying to build off of last year's success? So do they have enough weapons to beat the Dallas Cowboys? 833-804-0910. Dan Quinn knows what he's doing here with the captains for this week, Stub. Three guys, all three Texas boys. Of course, led by Von Miller, who's a Texas boy, born in Dallas, played for Texas A&M before going on to become a star in the NFL, a future Hall of Famer, and Super Bowl 50 MVP. This is a business trip. Time to take care of business, kick ass, take names, and really take control of the division with a 2-0 divisional record. And although Philly will have a better overall record, probably, the 2-0 divisional record is massive at this point in the season. Now, Dan Quinn was asked an interesting question about the team's identity for this year, and I mean, I understand what he's saying. He basically is saying, well, we need to play complementary football consistently. That's what we want our identity to be. In fact, our identity right now has been consistently inconsistent. And that's why he said it's an incomplete grade right now. But look, the seventh game last year, I felt like the identity was formed. All right? At this point last year, you look at what happened for Washington. They were coming off of a loss to the Baltimore Ravens. They went home and destroyed the Carolina Panthers. And oh yeah, Jaden got hurt, and it didn't matter. Mariota came in, and they destroyed the Carolina Panthers. That was the seventh game last year. Now we're at week seven this year, and the identity needs to be found. That this, once again, is a smash-mouth football team that will run the ball and not stop running the ball, because we're going to go back to it in the third quarter and the fourth quarter and play complementary football, where this defense may not be great, but can they bend but not break? Can the special teams get a bounce that goes our way instead of a doink off the upright that is no good? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. The question of the day is, does Washington have enough weapons to win without Terry McClure now that we know he's out? And I can't get over the Cliff Kingsbury conversation yesterday at the podium and how he kept talking about missing practice. Missing practice. And how important that is to him. It just kind of felt like an offensive coordinator that is fed up with the way things have played out. Let's take a listen to Cliff Kingsbury about non-consistent practices as a unit this season. Here is your offense coordinator.
We haven't consistently been able to practice as a unit, you know, since training camp started. And I think that's where maybe some of the inconsistency is showing up, particularly on third downs. It just seems like we're a little bit off. But as a play caller, you just adapt to the personnel. And our staff has done a great job getting those guys ready to play. And the guys are making plays when they have been called upon. And so it's been cool to see those guys step up and make plays.
Yeah, this team was much more consistent on third and, of course, fourth down last season. And I think what you're seeing is, like he said, all right, training camp, Jaden was there, Terry was not. And then the season started. Terry was there, but then Jaden was not, right? And so now you're dealing with a team that I think is getting most of their guys back on the practice field. Obviously, McLaurin's the big no, right? And he missed part of training camp. So they have prepared without him. That's why Chris Moore is getting so many opportunities. The trust that Cliff Kingsbury has in him, it comes from training camp. Comes from those practices right there. But I kind of think this is interesting from Cliff here. Like we just played, he said, as a play caller, you just adapt to the personnel. And our staff has done a really great job getting those guys ready to play. He doesn't like this, right? He's adapting to the personnel, but it's more than just Terry. It's also Noah Brown as well, right? And so it's frustrating the way this has played out offensively, but I don't think they're the reason that we're 3-3. And in fact, I thought it was even more interesting that Cliff Kingsbury said he was shocked that the team is 3-3 with how much they've turned the ball over. And I did a little bit of research here. Washington is in the bottom five, all right, in terms of turnover margin. They're minus three right now. That's because we've given the ball away six times, and we have two Mikey Sainristil interceptions, a fumble when Quan Martin popped Quentin Johnson and Lattimore recovered, and that's it. That's it. And so when your defense is failing to create turnovers, all right, the offense can't not turn the ball over. The offense has to stop turning the ball over. Six giveaways? That's 16th. That's middle of the pack. But when your defense is bottom 10 in takeaways, the offense simply cannot give the ball away. And so I think that's going to be one of the biggest keys to this game on Sunday. No big offensive mistakes that lead to turnovers. No big offensive mistakes that lead to turnovers. We cannot do that. We simply cannot give the ball away and expect to win on the road against Dallas. And oh yeah, they're going to get CeeDee Lamb back. And George Pickens has looked like an all-world wide receiver already this season. And Dak Prescott's playing at a MVP level. Defensively, they've got their issues. You can't make it easier for them and give them a turnover. Make it so difficult for their defense. Keep our offense on the field. Keep their offense off the field with long drives. And we've got to sustain consistent drives down the field. And like I called for earlier this week, I need some damn points in the first quarter. I don't care if it's a fourth and one from the one stub. I'm kicking a field goal because I'm not walking away with nothing on the board for the fourth straight game after one quarter. We cannot start playing football at 2 p.m. or for this weekend at 5:15 when the kickoff's at 4:15. We have got to do something in the first quarter if we're going to get the win. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We got a lot still to get to on the show today, including my keys to victory and pathway to success. We've got a top 20 college football team in the state of Virginia with the Cardiac Cavs. We'll bring on Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. VCU has an exhibition game on Sunday. We'll hear from Robbie Robinson at 1:30. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. You could hear the 804 broadcast game of the week tonight here on 910 The Fan. We are your home, Odyssey Richmond, for the Hoos, the Cardiac Cavs, who are a top 20 team in college football, led by transfer portal quarterback Chandler Morris. And, of course, you're home for the Commanders in the NFL. It's rivalry week as Washington travels to Dallas to take on the Cowboys on Sunday. Time for the Commanders corner as we look into this matchup here. And I told you guys earlier, I truly think it is a race to 35 points. It is two teams that have had defenses struggle to get off the field. Two teams that have had defenses give up long touchdown drive after long touchdown drive. Now, you could see both defenses bend but don't break. I have a feeling these defenses are going to break because these offenses are just humming right now, and they've had time to game plan against each other, right? So for Washington, yes, no Terry McLaurin, but Debo got back to practice today. We've seen Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane develop. And yes, this coaching staff does have trust in wide receiver Chris Moore. But what I love about what they did last week was they got Zach Ertz involved early and often. They need a big performance from Ertz once again this weekend. But I think all eyes outside of the ones on Jaden Daniels will be on Bill, who is a fan favorite and isn't afraid of fumbling away his chance in the NFL. Good article today on the Washington Post. After a week after the rookie running back's breakout came a setback, Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt wouldn't want it to be so easy. He said, quote, "Oh, I still got a lot of confidence in myself. I just got to be better at my job, and that'll get fixed for sure." Dan Quinn said to reporters this week, "This is a rookie player. They're going to have some ups and downs just like any other guys, and I'm certain he made things right to come up and battle through it." Now, we know how exciting Bill has been, right? We're not calling him Ja'Cory Kroski. Merritt Stubb knows this. We're calling him Bill. That's his only name. He gets one name. He is the share. He's the prince of the Washington football team this season.
Mortgage
Bill
rate to lower, but
has become a fan favorite for sure. And I thought it was cool that, like, his teammates were wearing his shirt, and we saw Debo Samuel rocking the Bill shirt ahead of the game last week. But obviously, he cannot fumble the ball anymore. Like, that needs to end. And I like that the coaching staff did not give up on him. But I'm telling you right now, I'm giving up on him if he fumbles on Sunday. That's my opinion on this. I would roll out Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez for the foreseeable future if he fumbles anymore. This is the end of it. All right? What is it? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Bill, you can't fool me a third time. Hold on to the damn ball. I know you had a ton of success and 150 yards and two touchdowns against the Chargers. But if you fumble the ball again, I'm done with you. And I think that's the way the coaching staff should treat this as well. I have a lot of confidence in him because how he arrived in Ashburn after at rookie minicamp, he turned heads and everybody calls him a dog, right? And Cliff Kingsbury talks about how he wants to be in for every single play. He loves the game so much, right? Well, if he loves the game so much, he won't fumble it away. That's my take on that. Let's get to the wide receiver issue for the Washington Commanders. Debo, I believe, will play on Sunday. McLaurin, we know, will not. What does that mean for everybody else? When will we get to see a Robbie Chosen sighting, right? How about Ja'Cory Brooks? He got elevated last week, and then I don't know that he got more than maybe five snaps on the field. Washington needs more from their wide receivers, and I think that is this week Luke McCaffrey getting a lot more reps. I understand what Cliff Kingsbury's saying. He doesn't want to wear him out because he's in there for kick returns. And they have a plan in place to get him involved in more and more snaps every single week. But this is year two, week seven, and we have an obvious hole at the wide receiver position. Let's see what McCaffrey can do with more of these reps. I've seen enough from Chris Moore. I get you trust him, and I understand what Logan Paulson's saying, that this in coaching in the NFL comes down to the guys that they have the most trust in because of his experience. But Luke's done everything to earn the trust. It's about damn time he gets elevated to more of a bigger role in the wide receiver room and gets the same number of snaps that Chris Moore gets, or more, because he's developing right in front of our eyes. Now, defensively for Washington, there are 100 issues, but Stubb, I'll admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong about Frankie Louvu selling into a role as the team's number one linebacker this year. I thought he would get more tackles than Bobby Wagner. I thought he was going to be an all-pro linebacker. The problem is Frankie Louvu has been awful in pass coverage. Awful in pass coverage. Now, let's talk this out for a second here, Stubb. Look, Frankie Louvu, what he did last year for Washington, he was one of the best free agent signings that we made. And we made 100 of them. Wagner, right? At safety, Jeremy Chinn, Eckler, Ertz. But Louvu was one of the best of all of them, right? Started the Louvu Love Club because I was just loving his hard hits every single week. And so with the success that he had last year, this coaching staff knows that Bobby Wagner is old as dirt. They know that. He's still performing, but they know how old he is. And so I kind of feel like they wanted to develop Frankie Louvu to be the heir apparent to Bobby Wagner. And they've put him in situations and spot he's just not good enough in. He's been awful in pass coverage. That's not what he's good at. And so I understand they're trying to develop him, right, so to take over for Wagner, but it's not his specialty at all. I think moving forward on obvious passing down situations like third and long, he needs to be an edge rusher. He needs to have a hand in the dirt. Third and five, the game on the line, and Chicago driving to get into game-winning field goal range. Louvu dropped about 10 yards too deep, and they dumped it off to the tight end for an easy pitch and catch and a first down. And that's happened over and over again this year. He's not good at the linebacker position in pass coverage. It's a weakness in his game. There's a reason Carolina moved on from him. There's a reason he was not the highest drafted player, right? There's a reason a lot of people hadn't heard of him. He's awful in pass coverage. He needs to be attacking the quarterback, attacking running backs. He needs to be on the line moving forward. It's about damn time Joe Witt Jr. just decides Louvu's not that guy. And then, are we going to see more Savage? I've actually liked what we've gotten from Darnell Savage. And Quan Martin, it kind of seems like, has taken a step back. I think it's highlighted by the huge missed tackle against DeAndre Swift. But we've seen him miss tackles, right? That was a training camp tackle right there. Oh, I'm just going to wrap him up. Nope, you didn't. You didn't wrap him up. You didn't bring him down. And you gave up a huge explosive play that helped the Bears win that game. I like what Jeremy Reeves is doing. I want to see him maybe blitz more because he's so aggressive, right? And maybe we see Kane Medrano or McGee or somebody else spell Bobby Wagner at times so he's not in one-on-one coverage against the running back for the Dallas Cowboys, whether that's Javonte Williams or another one. We cannot have Wagner one-on-one with a linebacker. I mean, one-on-one with a running back. And I don't think Luvu can handle that as well. So somebody else has got to get another opportunity there. It's just frustrating because this defense, it feels like, is right back to where they were last year during our losing streak. We can't trust them to get a stop. We can't trust them to get off the field. And you're asking Jaden Daniels to consistently put the cape on and be Superman. Now, hopefully, he'll have his best game he's ever had against the Dallas Cowboys, but the defense needs to be better as well. I think it's going to be a race to 35 points. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on 910 The Fan, which is Richmond's home for VCU basketball. We're going to hear from the voice of the Rams, Robbie Robinson, when we return on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So you guys remember the viral sensation that was the Richmond gun hole? Well, it found a new home at the Valentine Museum, a museum that in Richmond that's dedicated to preserving the city's history, announced that it will be adding several new items in the This Is Richmond, Virginia place, and it's going to include the Richmond gun hole. Remember, this started in January of 2024 with a post on Twitter with the photo of the gun-shaped incident in the sidewalk, and it said, "What if we kissed at the Richmond gun hole?" It's been a wild ride for that, 1.9 million views, and now it is going to bring the city together once again in the museum. Stubbs going crazy for that story. I know he wants to chime in about it next segment as we get to our non-sports story of the week. But joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it is basketball season, which means it's time to bring in the voice of the Rams, Robbie Robinson. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Juan. It is good to hear your voice, man. It is definitely basketball season. How's everything going? You guys doing all right?
We're doing good here, and you know me, I live and die by every Commanders game, so I'm still pissed off from that loss Monday to the Chicago Bears, but it's rivalry week. I'm getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys. Let me ask you this, Robbie. Did you have a team that you hated? Like, I have passion and hate for the Cowboys.
Well, that's ironic because I'm a Cowboys fan, Adam, and so I that's okay. Do I have a team that I have a passionate hate for? Oh, man, I feel like that in my life right now is a little bit weird because, I mean, not to give you too much information, but, you know, as a UVA grad and, you know, someone that has always, you know, liked the Cavaliers, I have always disliked Virginia Tech. Like, I think they're a college rival. I think most, you know, if you go to Auburn, you don't like Alabama. If you go to Texas, you don't like Texas A&M. So, yeah, but now my son is a freshman at Virginia Tech, and I find myself kind of pulling for them because if it's a, you know, if they win, it's a better experience for Riley down in Blacksburg. So I have a little bit of a rooting interest in them now, which I got to tell you, AWOD, is really weird because they couldn't lose enough for me in my previous 30 years of life. And now all of a sudden I'm like, why are we throwing the ball like that, drones? And come on. And it's a little peculiar. I won't wear the logo. Like, we've been down to a couple games to hang out with him. And that's obviously a great, I mean, you know, Blacksburg's fantastic. I won't wear the logo at all. I'll maybe wear the colors possibly, but it's a little weird. But yeah, the Hokies for a long time, but maybe not anymore.
Yeah, no, good story there, and I'm sure the Commonwealth Cup will hit differently this year. That's going to be a good one with how UVA's playing, but you never know when it's UVA against Virginia Tech. Let's get to VCU basketball, and, you know, I'll start with this. I mean, I got to see them in the black and gold game. I've had a few chances to talk with Phil Martelli Jr., the new head coach here. I love the new guys that he's brought in here. So many guys that, you know, were five stars in high school that have maybe not hit their peak yet, and hopefully that can happen here in Richmond.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it, Adam, is that they have just not been able to find that groove that they showed in high school, which made them really top recruits. And I think now's the time. Like, I think this is for a lot of those guys, the opportunity for them to show how great players they are. I think, you know, BC is going to rely on some guys to win basketball games that have never really had the pressure of having to play great in order for their teams to win. Right? Like, you know, you take a look at Ahmad Noel. Ahmad Noel is a top 50 prospect, like you said. But last year, if he didn't play great, UConn could still win games. There's a pretty good chance Ahmad's going to have to play pretty well this year for us to have a significant amount of wins. He doesn't have to be perfect every time out there. He doesn't have to have the best game of his life every time we take the floor. But I think it's important for Ahmad to have a good season for VCU. And I think there's a lot of those guys in that way for VCU this year that are going to be called on to have good years in order for us to have successful seasons where maybe they didn't have that albatross around their shoulders in the past.
Robbie Robinson, play-by-play voice of the VCU Rams with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I've got so many people that have reached out to me this week, said, you're doing what this Sunday? There's a VCU game? It's basketball season already, but they've got to create some team chemistry with all these new guys, and I think this is really cool because this game Sunday will not be on television. I've searched. I'm sure the fans have searched. The only way you can hear it is right here on 910 The Fan, Robbie.
It's totally old school, isn't it? This is like, we should call it the Terry Sisiski game. You probably don't even know who Terry Sisiski is, Adam. But, like, he was the play-by-play guy before I got there. But when back in the day when none of the games were on TV, you only had the T-man's voice to listen to. But you're right. I'm excited about it. That's kind of cool for us, Rodney and I, on Rams Unlimited, to be the only lifeline for anybody that wants to tune in. Because you're right. There will be no, from what I've heard, and who knows, maybe some guy's got a phone and he's going to try to stream it from the third row at the Finneran Arena. But from what I've heard, there's no visual ability to consume this game. You're going to have to listen to Rodney and you in the pregame and starting at 4:15. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. And I tell you what, man, and not to probably steal your next question or two, but this is a fascinating team just because I really think 1 through 11 – 1 through 10, you could throw a dart and any of those guys could be starters at any time during the year. And I think, you know, Coach Martelli feels the same way. We had a podcast with him last night, and he said on the air last night, he said, look, Robbie, you might think this is crazy. I'm a head coach. Your guys are going to be thinking, what are we got ourselves into? He said, as of right now, I don't know who's going to start on Sunday. So if you're going to ask me that, who I think was going to start on Sunday, I can tell you the head coach doesn't know, Adam, because I think the positive of that, it's not that he doesn't have a finger on the pulse of his team, the exact opposite. We are unbelievably deep 1 through 10, 1 through 11. More so than I think we have ever had in this program before.
Well, maybe he can give you the starting lineup part of the coach's conversation that you can hear on the pregame show that will start at 4:15 on Sunday for VCU against Villanova. You know, last year we heard about a secret scrimmage. Well, this year, Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby are going to be giving away the secrets from the game here on 910 The Fan. What do you think coach will do in terms of playing time for everybody?
I think he's going to – I got it straight from the horse's mouth last night. I think for the first 35 minutes of the game, he's going to mix up a lot of different rosters. It's not going to have any kind of, you know, from our standpoint, from, you know, just your regular fan standpoint, it's not going to have any rhyme or reason. I think he's going to try to get as much playing time as possible for all the guys. So if you look at it, if we got 6 or 7 minutes left in the second half, I would imagine all the guys will have some of the similar amounts of time on the floor. But then he said, Robbie, in the last 5 minutes, we're going to play this to win it. So if you really want to get an inside look on who he feels can help him win basketball games, at least on Sunday, tune us in at, like, you know, at that point in time, it's going to be, what, 6:50. And I want you to come in earlier than that. Listen to the whole game. But if you really want to know, 6:50 is when we hit that five-minute mark. And whoever's on the floor for that, it'll give you a good sense of who he trusts going down the stretch to help them win ball games.
Robbie, I had a few people reach out to me and say they were inspired by Coach's speech at the Black and Gold game about bringing somebody new to a VCU game. And I know the Rams are doing a deal right now where if you buy a ticket to the home opener, you'll get a free ticket to the exhibition game next Sunday at home against Fairfield. I mean, it is so important to me as a former student of VCU that the student section is rocking and then we get that sellout streak once again.
Well, for sure, and trust me, we we're working hard on it. I work on the hallway with all the people that are right on the front lines of that, and there is conversations every day about how we can continue to A, take what we have and make it better, and B, you know, get it to a situation where we are selling it out every single game. Things have changed the last 10 years, Adam. They just have. I mean, it's different for everybody. Every school has different challenges, and obviously it's easier to stay and watch games and on your big screen and be in the comfort of your house. But no, what Coach said the other day, and you alluded to it, he talked about it again yesterday, is that for everybody that brings somebody, all you have to do is email either someone on the basketball staff. You can email me, look me up online, send me an email and say, hey, I brought somebody to a game on Saturday and we played Coppin State, or on Monday we played Ryder. And Coach and his wife will make a donation to the Children's Hospital of Richmond for that person that you brought to the game, which I thought was outstanding. So it's that easy, Adam. If you bring your dad and get your dad tickets and you email me about it, I'll tell the basketball staff and they will make a donation to the Children's Hospital of Richmond. But I do think that's a great way to take what is a really good thing that we have right now, where we're getting, you know, 7,000 people per game, and getting it to that sellout for all of our games, not just Dayton, Richmond, you know, the George Mason game, homecoming, but for all 18, 19 home games.
So there's so many new players here, but a few familiar faces: Christian Furman, Michael Bell, Obi, and Brandon Jennings, who in that black and gold game, it was three different periods, but had 26 points. I am so excited for his sophomore season, Robbie.
Yeah, he's someone that, and you talk to anybody around the program, they'll speak really highly of the offseason he's had. I think your excitement is well-founded, Adam, because he has been really good in the BDC all summer long, and that is extended to the fall. And even though he's only a sophomore and he didn't play a whole lot last year, I think Brandon Jennings is poised to have a sensational year. But he's going to have to stay consistent, because he's got three other guys in what Coach calls the small guards that we have on the team, and small being 6'5 and under. And not only himself, but Nick Lewis, who's a true freshman, is great. He had some really shining moments the other night in the black and gold. I'm sure you saw that. The same with Ahmad Noel, who was at UConn last year. And someone you didn't mention a minute ago, which is totally okay, Terrence Hill Jr., who he is.
Right.
He is a bucket maker, man. I'm telling you what, he has been a bucket maker since he walked on campus last year. He's somebody that was recruited by Ryan Odom, decided to stay at VCU when he could have easily got into the transfer portal. And those four guys are going to be battling for minutes at guard. And right now, I think you could throw a dart, and whoever you hit could be the starters, because they're all very talented in their own separate ways. And it'll be fascinating to see how those minutes are dispersed. Not necessarily on Sunday, maybe not against Fairfield on the 26th, but once we start going live on the 3rd against Wagner in the home opener, who's going to get the lion's share, or who's going to get a lot of those minutes? And that doesn't even count the ability of, like, Jadarian Tracy, who comes from Oregon. He can handle the basketball. You know, I don't think we're going to have a true point guard like we've had, like VCU. Like, VCU fans are used to that true point guard, from Dom Jones to Eric Maynard to Jaquan Lewis to Julie Rodriguez. I don't necessarily know if we've got that, which will be a little bit of a change for the black and gold fans. I'm telling you, folks, it's okay. We got plenty of talent. It's just going to be a different kind of offense, where you don't have that one guy dribbling it up the court every single time.
Robbie, we're looking forward to the game on Sunday. You can hear it right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, starting at 4:15. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, what? The Commanders are going to bounce back this weekend. It's going to be fine. You're going to be they win one, lose one, win one, lose one. They're on the way to winning this one. Just take a big breath. It's going to be no problem against the Cowboys. It's great having me on, man. Basketball season's here, too. We'll talk to everybody on Sunday from Philadelphia.
That's Robbie Robinson, play-by-play voice of the VCU Rams. We are Richmond's home for the Rams, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. New rule on Fridays, we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. And this is going to be the place to be tomorrow for Shocktoberfest, Saturday, October 18th. Live music starting at 2 p.m. from the Bart Chucker Band. And the entire parking lot's going to be open with pumpkin painting, games, raffles, a bounce house, a photo booth, and a dog costume contest. And the proceeds will benefit Fetch a Cure. That is Shucktoberfest, an oyster and pig roast with music and fall fun for all here at River City Roll. As we get to the non-sports story of the week here and a little bit of a weekend preview, what to do in Richmond. I know Stubb wanted to chime in about the Richmond gun hole being added to the museum. Did I hit everything, or is there more you wanted to say about that?
I didn't realize, because we knew it was attempted to get refilled and it was dug back out, and they just kept going over and over, and they replaced the whole sidewalk. So what happened is they just destroyed the sidewalk, and someone found a chunk. It looks like a piece of cake or like a pie with like 80% of the gun hole, and someone somehow like snuck in and got their hands on it, and that's what's in the museum. And so I just have to applaud the commitment of Richmonders to care so much about an imprint of a gun in concrete.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of wild when this story went viral because of how many people were obsessed with it, and really it became almost like a distraction, where didn't they have to like close down the street because so many people were gathering around the gun hole on that sidewalk and it was becoming a little bit dangerous?
Yeah, I don't fully remember the full situation. People kept leaving things. They kept trying to fill it back up. I don't remember the road closure, but because there was the Chicago rat hole, which got viral right before. A rat left an indent in some cement, and so we kind of took our own thing.
Oh, so this was like all right, Chicago, you have your cool rat who's way too fat and probably eats pizza. We'll up you here. We've got a gun that's in the ground and making a gun hole.
Essentially, yes.
All right. So that's one of the non-sports stories of the week. But we got a special guest who's going to join us right now to tell us a little bit about Recover and Recharge, a recovery day for runners presented by Sports Backers that will be taking place this Sunday at 10 a.m. Joining us right now on the hotline, it is Kylie. What's going on? How are you?
I'm great, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great. So Recovery and Recharge, a recovery day for runners. It's just around the corner. Who should sign up for this event? Who's this meant for?
Yeah, so this event is Sunday, October 26th. So they got a little over a week, but it should be anyone that is actively training for the half marathon or marathon or 8K that is just around the corner in November here in Richmond should definitely sign up. There is a cold plunge and sauna sessions that they can buy a ticket for and try that out at the Sports Backers office. It's actually a mobile setup, so they don't have to go to a company. They just have to head right to the new Sports Backers office, which is right across the street from Bryan Park. And then also anyone that's just interested in an active living community event, we're going to have yoga classes. We'll have a coffee truck there. A couple physical therapists there. So if you have any sore muscles or kinks to work out, They are there to help you with any injury that you might have.
Recover and recharge. It's a recovery day for runners hosted by the Sports Backers President's Council Sunday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know, take that well-deserved break from your training routine and give your body the recovery it needs. So this is going to be a really cool event, Kylie. So, I mean, this is an event that's put on by the Sports Backers Young Professional Board. Where do the proceeds of this event go to?
Yeah, so they go back to Sports Backers. So they go back to an organization that promotes safe biking and all of the different fun events that we have all throughout the greater Richmond community. Kids on the Move, which helps all of our kids in different schools have activities to do after school. So all of the proceeds from this event will benefit Sports Backers and their programs.
And what can all of the attendees expect at this event that's going on next weekend?
They can expect just a community active living event. Like I said, we'll have those sauna and cold plunge sessions that people can sign up for ahead of time. They can also sign up for a yoga class. There will be two during the time period. They can also just expect, you know, different vendors, like I said, the therapist or physical therapist, and a coffee truck, and just a good casual active day.
That sounds awesome. And Kylie, for myself here, like most radio hosts, I'm starting to feel myself becoming more and more of a fat slob. I've got to get out there and run and exercise more. And I'm very, very interested in doing a cold plunge. I've done sauna sessions, all that stuff, yoga classes I've done once or twice. But the cold plunge is one thing I have not done. Why do you think it's for me and others?
Yeah, so this particular one, it comes right to Sports Backers office, and it's tied with the sauna session as well. So you're not just jumping into cold water. They have it so that you get both benefits. And the cold plunge, it helps you reduce inflammation. It makes sure that you are prepped and just kind of fight some of those aches and pains that you may have as you start training or in the middle of training. I mean, 26 miles is a lot of miles, so this will definitely help any runners get prepped and stay in the best shape they can for that run that's just right around the corner in November.
Recover and recharge. You can sign up now here at Odyssey Richmond. We are proud to be part of this event here. So, Kylie, thanks for joining us. And one more time, give everybody listening a reason to come out.
If you are interested at all in getting active and trying new things, this event is for you. We've got a little bit of everything, gentle yoga, those cold plunge and sauna sessions, and even if you're just down to get a cup of coffee, we'll have that for you too.
Thank you so much, Kylie. I'm looking forward to this event.
Thanks. Can't wait.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, speaking of the non-sports story of the week here, so I'm here at River City Roll. We're going to bring on Frank Maloney next, talk about the top 20 football team in the state, the UVA Cavaliers. He is the host of Who's Talking. But Stubb, I want to convince you to come down to Shucktoberfest here at River City Roll. There's just, I mean, the pizza's banging, the wings are good. Anytime they open up the parking lot, it is like a must go to event here. I'm expecting decent weather as well, and so you're going to have the Bart Chucker Band at 2 p.m., 4:30 Circuit Breakers, 6:30 will be the Chain Brothers Band, and Stubb, maybe you can come here and do the pumpkin painting, sign up for the raffle, the bounce house, face painting, a photo booth, and a dog costume contest. I know my girlfriend just grabbed taco costumes for our dog. So if you come on down Saturday, you might see my dogs Pork and Peach dressed up as tacos. Does that sound good or what, Stubb?
So your dog's names are Pork and Peach?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Pork Chop okay. and Peach.
Yeah, I
remember
that. That's good. Yeah.
I've just adopted these dogs. They're not my dogs. They're my girlfriend's dogs. But, yeah, I mean, they are everything in my life now.
Oh, yeah.
So come down to Shucktoberfest. It's an oyster and pig roast with music and fall fun for all Saturday, October 18th here at River City Roll. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.